Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Kevin Cruz here. Thank you for investing more of your precious minutes with me. On this Friday show, we talk about anything I want to talk about. And today, in just a minute, I'm going to talk about the danger of having a growth mindset. Everybody's hot on growth mindset, but there's one thing to warn you about. But first, what a heck of a week. My friends, I hope you're subscribed to my email newsletter, either from leadx.org or kevincruz.com. And I hope you're following me on social because it has been a heck of a week. Lots of good things happening. The biggest thing that's happened to LeadX in 2.5 years, we were just written up in the Wall Street Journal. I hinted at that. I talked a little bit about that. I think it was last week or the week before, and it finally came out. You never know if you're going to end up on the cutting room floor. And apologies to all the customers out there and friends who were interviewed for the article and didn't make the cut. But the Wall Street Journal ran in print and online a big story called "The Robots That Manage the Managers," which of course is not true, but I guess the old WSJ, like me, knows how to write a headline that's going to get read. But it was great. It quoted two managers who are using the platform. I got quoted, including kind of a funny quote, like, I think I say something like, well, no, it's not as good as a human. If you can afford a human coach, go get a human. And I don't know, there's something funny about this phrase, go get a human. But our website has blown up with traffic. Sales have been going crazy. Venture capitalists have been calling. It has just been great, a great week. But you know what's almost as good as that Wall Street Journal article? I will tell you. Game of Thrones is back, baby. Now, I won't say a further word because I don't want to accidentally spoil anything, but I'm excited. I am a GOT fan. I love Tyrion Lannister. You know, I have very few toys in my life, but I'm looking across my desk at my bookshelf, and I do have an Iron Man action figure, and I also have a Tyrion Lannister action figure. You know, little tidbits about me, and I'm going to break those out when we play that icebreaker. Tell us one thing that nobody would know about you, or two things that are true and one thing that's false. I can't remember those games. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited. Game of Thrones is back. I thought the first episode was very good. It wasn't great, but I think you need that establishing episode to kind of check back in with the major characters and then get the party started. Before I talk about the dark side, the danger, the shadow side of a growth mindset, let me remind you, you know, if Wall Street Journal thinks Coach Amanda and LeadX.org is super cool, shouldn't you at least do the free trial? It's the single best way to stand out and to get ahead at work. It's the best way to become the boss you always wish you had yourself. And I think I already talked about it, but you know, we have in there one of the goals, one of the action plans that Coach Amanda comes equipped with is better decision making. It's one of the hottest topics in leadership development. It's decision quality, decision speed, and critical thinking. And we have a 12-step, 12-week action plan, and Coach Amanda will check in with you once a week. She'll be your accountability buddy. So anyway, just go to leadx.org and sign up for the free trial. What do you got to lose? Make better decisions. But anyway, so I woke up this morning, I'm kind of a weird dude, and I was thinking about the growth mindset. Now, I have a very high growth mindset. Now, usually that's a good thing, but it has delayed my success very often or gotten in the way or wasted some money. And I see people all the time who have a high growth mindset that I know it's blocking them. Now, of course, if you're not familiar, growth mindset refers to Dr. Carol Dweck's work. She was studying initially kids, I think later adults, different people's reaction to failure, you know, to struggle. And she says a bunch of people have a fixed mindset where they basically think, I suck, I can't do it, I never will, I give up. And then there's a growth mindset. If you have a growth mindset, you believe that you can get smarter, you can get better. And if you believe that, then you are willing to exert the time, the effort, you know, the energy to learn, to study, to practice, to eventually succeed. So who are the more successful people out there? Of course, people who have a growth mindset, who think it's possible. This is what's behind that trendy fortune cookie, you know, advice that's going around of just add the word yet after it. You know, like, I can't pass that chemistry final yet. Or I could never write a book, replace it with, I don't know how to write a book yet, or I haven't written a book yet. Anyway, you know, psychologists have actually found a super strong correlation. It's almost one to one between what Dweck has called the growth mindset and what is referred to as the openness to experience trait in the five factor model of personality. So if you are high in openness, like I am, you know, you enjoy learning, you enjoy experiencing new things. And by the way, we have a five factor model of personality assessment in the LeadX Coach Amanda platform. Another plug for that. Here's the danger. You know, you need to have a growth mindset for long-term success, but the danger is when you let learning become a form of procrastination. So I'm famous for this throughout my life. You know, I spent years reading 10 different books about how to write fiction before I finally wrote a novella, not even a novel, a novella, which I don't, there is some definition. It's like a 50 word novel or something like that. I wrote it under a pen name so that nobody would know. So you won't be able to find it. But yeah, and I wrote some children's, some kids action novels for my son as well. Anyway, you know, in business, you know, I spent 6 months writing and revising a business plan. It was pre LeadX. But I spent 6 months like studying, researching, writing before I finally went out and spoke to a possible customer. And man, did I make a lot of progress when I actually started talking to other humans out there. Go get a human. In the last 5 years, I'm not making this up. I mean, in the last 5 years, probably in the last year, I've spent over $100,000 on different marketing consultants, experts, gurus, you know, to find out like the latest SaaS marketing secrets, how these fast growing HR tech companies are doing it. And all of that was a six figure reminder that there's actually no silver bullets in marketing, in business success, just a lot of lead bullets. So, you know, time for some self-reflection. I think a lot of you out there, you know, be honest, like how many $1,000 seminars have you attended in the last 2 years? How many $1,000 online courses, online virtual summits have you invested your time and money in? Do you really need another, you know, magical system to sell stuff online? Do you need Tony Robbins screaming in your face again this year? Or do you need to go out and do the things that they taught you? And again, I'm holding up the mirror. You know, I spent thousands of dollars on Brendon Burchard stuff, good quality stuff, but he's the first to say, listen, I've given you three big ideas in the first hour. Go out and do it. You can make millions of dollars with what I just taught you in an hour. But most of us then go on and watch 20 more hours of Brendon Burchard and go to three more of his courses before doing the three things he told us to do in hour number one. You've got to start to take action. I love learning. I always will. We are living in the VUCA world, V-U-C-A, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity. Our weaknesses will almost always be the shadow side of our strength. So if your strength is a growth mindset, be mindful of the shadow side. Be mindful of the shadow side. So for myself, the way I keep it in check, I when I'm getting ready to learn or do research or deep dive, or if it seems like it's taking me too long to make progress or to get started, I ask myself, am I reading this book, hiring this consultant, watching this virtual summit, attending the seminar, because I truly need the knowledge? Or am I doing it for fun? Is it relaxing? Is it stress relief? Is it a form of procrastination? Is it easier to learn about something than to actually do it? Is it safer to learn about something than to go out and do it? I also ask, how can I balance the time I'm spending learning? Okay, I do need to read this book about how to write a great novel. But if I, how about this? I'll spend 1 hour reading that book today and 20 minutes actually trying to write and rinse and repeat. Third question, do I already have the experience, the skills, the track record to take action? Is this a confidence problem? You know, am I learning more because I don't have confidence to do it? Well, wait a minute. Let's remind myself. I've written a bunch of best-selling books. I've built multi-million dollar companies. Do I have the track record, the knowledge? Should I just trust that I know enough now to get started? And I will always be learning. We learn from our failures, right? There really is no such thing as failure. Win or learn. So the takeaway, growth mindset is a great thing. Hope you got it. Learning is a good thing, but don't let learning become the thing itself. It's just the thing that gets you to the thing. You can do it. Take action. Friends, if you like this episode of the LeadX Leadership Podcast, please take a minute, leave a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Ratings are invaluable for attracting new listeners. And I like to convert those listeners into leaders because, you know, I'm on a mission to spark 100 million leaders in the next 10 years. And if you want to become the boss everyone fights to work for and nobody wants to leave, check out the LeadX platform with Coach Amanda at leadx.org. And if you have 10 or more managers who could use some binge-worthy training, send me an email at info@leadx.org, leadx.org, and we'll talk about getting you set up with a totally free pilot for those managers. See if they like it. If they don't, that's fine. We go away. Part as friends. But if they love it, you've just found yourself a new resource for them. Remember, leadership is influence. You're always leading. How are you going to lead today?